Title, Tool Use Determinism, our 10x3.5 benchmark, voiceover script. Course Slug, Picking a Frontier Model, .2026 Q2. Chapter Num, Chapter Slug, Tool Use Determinism, Voice Preset, Nova Warm, Estimated Duration Sec, 580, Word Count, 450, Status, Ready for Synthesis. Date, 2026-04-30, voiceovers. Chapter 2, Tool Use Determinism. You're building a multi-step agent. Each step calls a model, parses the JSON output, and feeds it forward. Simple architecture. But here's the catch. The model doesn't return identical JSON every time. Same prompt, temperature zero, but on the fourth run, a required field vanishes. On the fifth run, it's back. That instability is tool use determinism. And it's about to cost you a lot more than you think.
Problem.
Let's do the math. Say each step in your pipeline has 90% determinism, meaning the output structure matches what you expect 9 out of 10 times. That's pretty good, right? Wrong. For a 5-step pipeline, you multiply. 0.9 to the fifth power equals 59%. 59%. That means almost half your runs fail at least once and need a retry. For an 8-step pipeline, it drops to 43%. At 85% per-step determinism on 5 steps, you're down to 44%. At Gemini's average of 81.9% on a 5-step pipeline, you're at roughly 37%. That means 63% of runs require at least one retry or manual intervention. This is the multiplicative reliability trap. It compounds silently, and most builders don't see it until they hit production. What determinism is? Before we look at results, let's be precise, because the definition matters. Determinism, as we measure it, is not identical character-for-character output. Two responses can differ in white space, field ordering, or string values while being structurally equivalent. We normalize JSON before comparison. It's also not accuracy. A model can be perfectly deterministic while being consistently wrong. Those are orthogonal properties, and it's not repeatability at a fixed seed. Most commercial APIs don't expose one. Temperature zero is our closest approximation, but it does not guarantee identical outputs across runs, especially at high model load or across API versions. What determinism is, the fraction of runs out of N where the output matches the canonical reference structure. Same keys present, same types, same nesting depth. That's it. It's a production reliability signal. High determinism means your downstream parser can trust the model without defensive retries. Here's the important implication about temperature zero. Setting temperature to zero is the first thing most builders try when they notice variance. It helps, but it does not eliminate structural variance. All three frontier models in our dataset show non-zero structural variance at temperature zero. Attention routing, batching behavior, and API load conditions introduce variance that temperature doesn't control. Measure empirically. Do not assume. The benchmark design, we created the 10x3x5 benchmark to measure this precisely. 10 prompt categories, 3 frontier models, Opus 4.7, GPT 5.5, and Gemini 3.1 Pro. 5 independent runs each, all at temperature zero. The 10 categories represent the full spectrum of tool use complexity you see in production. Let me walk you through them. Categories 1 and 2 are the simplest. A flat database lookup with 2 required fields. An action with confirmation, 3 fields, 1 optional. These are your CRUD operations, your config reads, your basic write file patterns. Categories 3 and 4 add structured complexity, extracting 5 fields from a document, conditional routing with an enum discriminator where the model must choose service A or B. These are common in document processing and triage pipelines. Categories 5 through 7 enter medium complexity, a multi-tool sequence where the model calls 2 tools in order, a nested object 3 levels deep with 8 total fields. An array of objects with variable length. This is where model differences start to matter. Categories 8 through 10 are where pipelines break. A tool with a side effect warning. The schema includes a Boolean confirm field that must be set correctly. Ambiguous input, where the right response might be a tool call or a clarifying question. And finally, a multi-model handoff schema, where the output is consumed by a second model and any structural drift corrupts the next agent in the chain. 150 total runs, each scored as structural match or mismatch against a canonical reference output. No hand waving, raw structural stability. Here's what the data shows. On simple schemas, categories 1 and 2, all three models hit near 100%. Model choice on determinism grounds is irrelevant if your use case stays in this zone. Watch what happens as complexity rises. Opus 4.7 leads overall at 91.4% average. GPT 5.5 follows at 88%, Gemini 3.1 Pro at 81.9%. But those averages hide the real story. On nested objects, category 6, Opus holds at 88%, Gemini drops to 74%. That's a 14-point gap. On the multimodal handoff schema, category 10, Opus is at 80%, GPT 5.5 at 76%, Gemini at 68%. The complexity tier is the lever. Match your model to your schema complexity, not just your prompt complexity. Now for the most important single finding in our dataset, GPT 5.5 with strict JSON schema enforcement, enabling the response format strict parameter, jumps from 88% to 93% on average, and from 82% to 95% on nested schemas specifically. That one API parameter closes the gap to Opus 4.7 entirely on complex categories. Schema enforcement is a bigger lever than model choice for structured output reliability on OpenAI's platform. The second important finding is about ambiguous inputs. Category 9, where the correct response might be a tool call or a clarifying question, is the universal weakness. Opus drops to 78%, GPT 5.5 to 74%, Gemini to 64%. All three models fail here more than anywhere else. If your pipeline regularly receives ambiguous inputs, plan for retry logic regardless of which model you choose. Across 150 runs, we classified every structural mismatch by failure type. The breakdown changes how you think about what to fix. Key omission accounts for 54% of failures. A required field present in 4 of 5 runs is silently absent on the 5th. This is the most dangerous failure mode, not because it's dramatic, but because it's subtle. It passes many JSON schema validators, which check structure but not completeness. Your pipeline receives structurally valid but incomplete JSON, and the error surfaces 3 steps later when something downstream expects a field that isn't there. Type mismatch, a string where a number should be, accounts for 18%. Extra keys not in the schema, 14%. Nesting depth errors, 9%. Wrong enum value, 5%. The practical takeaway, most of your debugging time should go toward key omission detection, not schema validation errors. Add explicit required key presence checks to your output parsers. Don't rely on schema validation alone. Running it yourself. The benchmark runner is about 80 lines of Python built on the Anthropic SDK. The core idea is a structural hash function that extracts the shape of the JSON, its keys and types, without the values. 2 responses that return different string values for the same keys count as structurally equivalent. 2 responses where one has a key the other omits count as mismatches. You run the prompt 5 times at temperature 0, compute the structural hash on each response, find the modal hash as your canonical reference, and count how many runs match it. That's your determinism score. The chapter includes the full script. To run the hands-on exercise, you'll need the Anthropic and OpenAI SDKs, 2 prompts from your own use case, at least 1 with 4 or more required fields, and about 30 minutes. Run each prompt 5 times on at least Opus 4.7 and GPT 5.5. Record your scores. Compare them to the reference data for the closest benchmark category. If you see mismatches, use the extract key structure function to find which specific keys are varying. That's the actionable signal. Interpretation thresholds. Once you have scores, here's how to interpret them. 98 to 100% is near deterministic, safe for strict pipelines with no special handling. 90 to 97% is high reliability, acceptable for most production workloads. Add output validation and plan for roughly 1 retry in 10. 80 to 89% is moderate reliability. Implement schema enforcement first before considering a model switch. Set a retry budget. 70 to 79% is borderline, fragile at scale. Calculate the cost impact of retries before choosing this model for a structured output use case. Below 70%, do not use for structured output without constrained generation or output parsers as guardrails. Apply these thresholds to your specific prompt categories, not to the overall average. A model with 95% average determinism may have 70% determinism on the exact prompt type your pipeline uses most. That's why you measure. So here's the decision framework, distilled to three steps. First, run the benchmark on your actual prompts. Don't guess based on marketing or averaged benchmarks. 5 runs, temperature 0, measure the structure. Second, if GT5.5 is in your stack, enable strict JSON schema enforcement before considering any model switch. That single parameter change may give you more reliability improvement than switching models entirely. Third, if your pipeline has more than 3 sequential LLM steps, calculate the compounded success rate. 90% per step sounds good until you see it become 59% across 5 steps. Your pipeline's reliability isn't hidden in model names or benchmark leaderboards. It's hidden in empirical data about your specific prompts. And now you have the tool to find it. In the next chapter, we shift from structural consistency to context fidelity, running a needle in a haystack test across 50K, 200K, and 500K token depths to find out where each model's effective context window actually ends. Duration 580 seconds, 9.7 minutes. Tempo 1.0x, normal. Voice Nova Warm Tutor, consistent with Academy brand. Word count Y450. Notes for synthesis, conversational pace, pause at section breaks, emphasize the multiplicative math equations verbally, 0.9 to the fifth power, give the benchmark category descriptions a slightly deliberate, list-like cadence. The most important single finding line should carry emphasis. Close with energy on the CTA.